damn, this beat is sick. It's flowing inside, it's out of me. And so, just put it, tattoo, whatever you call this. I don't know. It's a what I'm trying to say. I don't know if I can do this flow. I remember now, meow. Autism specialist, who didn't give a shit. That's why I'm doing this, that's why it's coming up. I can't control it. Learning is a tricky combination of what you believe and what you did.
What are you doing? Just go with the behavior, go with your gut, because I can explain it later. Aha, it's always about safety.
The first podcast interview is going to be with my physical therapist, who was essential in this recovery.
Different experience, and I'm going to take my education and apply it no matter what happens.
For the people that have followed for a very long time, who have seen progression with my voice,
all of this, you had a limited time to see me on film
in my natural environment, because I really don't share my life.
What is that?
I got to be temporarily mentally ill, living in a world quite frankly I just don't understand. So thank you to those who have taught me
opportunity to get it out, and the people that will hear it will absolutely hear it, need to hear it.
And this big blockheads and everything, he played around with those, and
what year are we talking about?
Yeah, Jimmy. The bricklayer.
Okay. Was he a good guy?
Huh?
He was a good guy?
Well, he was with, me and him was okay. But you know what?
What's Jimmy's last name? Remember Jimmy's
Massey.
Last name?
Huh?
What Jimmy, is Jimmy's last name?
Jimmy,
So we'll never find him.
Yeah?
We can't find him.
Hear your voice. I've never heard my voice like this before, and I'm really interested in it. I'm curious.
I'm going to apply what I did for both
my life. I transported myself to these memories.
I could visualize.
Wow, the ability to transport.
And I did that with hill in England. Sunrise in Chicago.
All right.
Being away from the noise and part
of it. So what does that mean?
I want to be around
life,
but
that's it.
I don't really want to experience it. It's too intense for me.
Said that, but thinking.
First audio memory, Loyola University service hours, because I didn't know exactly which way to turn to, because the words on replay were, what is she going to do?
Now that she doesn't have a job.
What is she going to do about the blank and the blank?
I'm thinking, what the heck is this all about?
I'm recovering from these multiple assaults that you are telling me don't overdo it. The confusion, the acting, duh. So generationally, is that like something you learn? Anyway, I keep saying I saw behind the scenes.
So
Northwestern Memorial Hospital, I see, Italian Cultural Institute, some phone numbers that I used to call, and the year 1919, keep faith in the divine realm. Okay, Elkhart College Prep.
Right,
because they slapped a name on it, because I saw them abuse their power and act dumb as well.
So how do I find this paperwork?
How do I know where it is now? And that's the point. I couldn't look at my own face, so I shared that with somebody. Somebody who didn't need to know, but that's just what happened when I wrote a quick little, hi, I need someone to contact me. How do I provide feedback? How do I write this review? Because I try to write it in the universe, get lost in so much digital mess out there, but it didn't work because I don't think they posted it, so the feeling kept rising up, and you don't get a chance to give me the greatest apology ever, because I just avoided you ever since that moment. You made fun of my face, so I've had a hard time looking at my own face, and that's the only thing that somebody knew about. That's why I kind of said, huh, this is a lot of Asian things. You have a Siamese cat, for goodness sake. What is that?
That's Tunes. Neptunes.
Anyway, there's tons of video of him. I'll never forget him ever again. All right, as I see this visually winding down, I know that things are just auditorily and visually better. How else can I explain it? Wow, that's what the next step is. Thank you.
I have this cat, Ivy. She has one eye and she was named Ivy before I got her. I had a cat in high school named Ivy. She always wanted to get out of the house, and the first time she did, she didn't make it across the street safely. Anyway, without this other cat, Neptune, I would never have had Ivy because my allergies got better. In fact, Neptune is an essential part of this story. I can't share my story without sharing him. And why the words were, if you ever talk about my family, I'm gonna...
Well, guess what? He's not part of your family anymore.
I don't have any intention of sharing who these people are, but I do have a methodology to end PTSD, and you do have to get very close to that edge
for you.
So close, you look over the cliff and you look down and see just how
far it is.
And that's the fear,
because this person was very specific about what they would do if I ever told
them. I'm going to talk about the Chicago Parks District, Chicago Police Department, Chicago Board of Ed, and multiple other companies, industries,
individuals,
what I like to call tag twat. Good. So that helped write this methodology.
Shells are everywhere. Let's get rid of shells, okay? When I said I want a wedding that's rustic and woodsy, because I'm being asked, because I'm having a wedding all of a sudden. Why are we having a wedding? Wait, but then I was convinced. What were the words used to convince me?
So here's the memory on replay, both verbal and audio. Whoopsies. Both audio and visual. As I do this, I'm going to also write at the same time. So I actually need to take a little break and I'll come back to this in a second. Just saying it creates all this
Okay, so I just said saying it creates all this adrenaline. In the past, 3 and 8 would have been difficult to know. That's why 5th Third Bank is part of this. This is a card that the original Northwestern Memorial Hospital manager gave to me. I said, will you write your name down? I don't write down anyone's name. Pop, that was the sound attached to a Northwestern Memorial Hospital folder. It's purple. This is me taking one of my clients out to a steak dinner. So we talked about the importance of making someone feel like they matter if they are living in a traumatic situation, which was the medical advocacy and how that's going to look like. Oh, and I order French onion soup. There's a history to that. If you go to a place and it's the best French onion soup ever, you're going to be back. Okay. The importance of food and memories and rewiring the brain. That's the cardiologist office at Northwestern Memorial Hospital, because the gentleman I was doing medical advocacy for needed it daily, because we were doing blood pressure and recording weight and seeing if the drugs helped. This is a shell. This is Neptune tracking. That was the whole rustic and woodsy wedding, and I got a bunch of shells. This is Neptune tracking the birds. So I'm moving, stalking, and tracking, and following. And those are also words you'll find in the digital age. This is a lidocaine patch, because I said I was going to take care of chronic pain through topical means. And I think I'm good here. What else? This is the number 18, because we're trying to get past the number 17, which was the 17 properties Nate Smiley took care of. This is a bunch of online stuff that I had looked at as a way to dampen continuously. More shells. What else? Allow a link, old man in the sea, life lessons, right? Reading books and the life lessons that you learn from them. Christmas, I'm going to say that's the Christmas onesie.
As well as the Christmas photo letter.
That's right. Given a gift. Oh, different shells. Okay, that's the use of shells again to erase the negative shells. Okay, that was pretty fast. And a last image is zoom in to this face. So when you're around a person that is showing unstable emotion and they can't help themselves, they emote. I can't unsee this person who popped up after a ton of violence in 2012, 13, 14, 15. The violence being a school system that decided to continuously violate the rights of kids with special needs 3 years in a row. And the healthcare system that kind of shows how they diagnose and what they do. So the connective thread seems to be this behavior, this thinking that was explained in this therapy session. So I think I'm going to let them explain it from now on. This is the look of someone who was terror for so long in my life, and now that terror is finally gone. But I have to relive it, and I hope then this person will seriously leave me alone. I dropped trauma a long time ago. It's the fact that trauma doesn't always let you go, because that's the point. The body still thinks it's in trauma. It's wild. Thank you.